Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply stormy weather. Stormy weather. Now, we all know a lot about storms. If you're in Texas, you've experienced tornado drills. And obviously, if you're on the far east coast, you've experienced evacuation exercises, hurricane drills, and we've all seen the weather reports that come across the screen when we're watching our favorite television shows. And sometimes they'll interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring us special information about a storm that may impact our particular county. Yes, my friends and neighbors, storms are very common. We grew up with them. However, storms also have a relevance in business. We sometimes call them putting out fires, but actually they're storms. And those who know how to deal with storms most effectively are the ones that are going to excel and advance as it pertains to all levels of business. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you today with the STORM acronym to identify and implement these 5 key components to help you through your next business storm. That S in our STORM acronym reminds us that we must intensify our sacrifices. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must kick in the sacrifices when a storm is brewing. You know, if you've ever seen a storm on the river, watching a movie, a storm on the ocean, they batten down the hatches and they have all hands on deck and they're throwing things overboard. Why? Because sacrifices have to be made in the midst of a storm. They work harder, more diligently. You don't slump in a storm. You relax when the weather is beautiful and nice. But when a storm is on the horizon, everyone gets more serious. You may see on the East Coast quite often that they'll have these sandbags that they're using to stop the water from making it to a particular point. And all the men and women are working extremely hard to intensify their efforts because they're preparing for the storm. That's the same thing that we've got to do, my friends. We've got to intensify our training, improve our follow-up, increase the number of calls and appointments because storms are going to happen, and it gives us an opportunity to intensify our level of sacrifice. You see, storms are designed to bring out the very best in us. The very best. If you can't do it in a storm, you probably can't do it in sunshine either. You see, at the end of the day, we understand that it's the storms that make us better. It's not the sunshine, it's the storm. The next, the T in our STORM acronym, reminds us simply that we've got to trust. We've got to trust our systems, our people, our processes. Every aspect of business is tested during a storm, and you've got to put trust in people. Don't try to do it all on your own, my friends and neighbors. I know that we want to do that often, but we were designed through the storm to make sure that the systems are implemented properly. I can remember having a commercial real estate property, pretty large size, and it had a roof leak. And we hired a roofer, contracting company, to fix the leak. And we didn't trust the company because the price was so good. We thought the price was so good that they probably skimped on the services. And every time it rained, we were inclined to go out and check that building to make sure that it wasn't flooded, to make sure that the roof wasn't leaking. And finally, the contractor, after discovering we were engaging in this practice, said, listen, you hired me for a reason. Trust the work that I've done. You should be as comfortable in the storm as I am. So we learned then that we've got to trust our people in the midst of a storm. It is going to be tempting to do everything on your own when a storm comes. You're going to want to do everything. You're going to want to guide the boat through the water. You're going to want to batten down the hatches. You're going to want to do all the stuff on your own. I challenge you, my friends, trust your people. Delegate responsibility. Give them things they can do. Trust that they're going to come through as they always have. Watch how they do in the storm, and they are going to excel in advance. Trust your systems. Keep going with the processes, because if the system can't work in a storm, it can't work anywhere, and I'm sure it can work in a storm. That O in our STORM acronym reminds us to remain objective. Remember, my friends, storms are not personal. They just happen. It's only in cartoons that you see a cloud over one character's head and rain is coming out of that cloud and lightning is striking him and him alone and the only one getting wet is him. Well, that's not reality. In reality, storm clouds hit everybody. Rain comes on everybody. And because of that, I have to remain objective. How do you do that, D.L. Wallace? You do it this way. See, you see the storm first as an opportunity to test what you trust. It's next an opportunity to gauge your maturity because you can determine how well you handle things in a crisis. The storm will also challenge your will, and it's an opportunity to challenge your skill. Yes, my friends and neighbors, see the storm not as an obstacle. See it objectively as an opportunity. We can all get better through the storm, and if we work as hard as we can and we see them objectively, don't take the challenge personally. Don't ever think that anyone or any situation or circumstance is geared toward defeating you. No, my friends, some people get motivated with the us against the world mentality. Well, in reality, everyone goes through a storm. The hurricane that hits Florida can also hit New Orleans. A hurricane, the tornado that flies through Texas can also fly through Oklahoma and Missouri. It's not personal. We just got to use it and leverage the opportunity. Next, my friends, the R in our storm acronym reminds us to remember. What am I remembering? First, I have to remember my last storm. Think about the last major obstacle that you had to overcome, the last challenge, the last test, the last hurricane that took place in your business. Remember it for a second. What did you learn? How did you grow? What could you have done better? See, that's the beautiful part about a storm, because a storm gives us protocols that we know how to implement for the next storm that's sure to come. So because we know another one's on the horizon, we've got to remember how well we made it through the last time, leverage those experiences to make storms easier and easier. Have you ever met somebody who seems like everything's always great in their lives? I mean, it's always sunshine in their world. They seem as if everything is paradise and peaches. Well, that's not a person that doesn't go through storms. On the contrary, my friends, that's a person that's learned how to deal with storms and make it through them. And they make the storms look like paradise. Once we are proficient in remembering and learning from every storm, then the storms have a smaller impact on us. There are people who live in the Midwest and also up north who've experienced so many snowstorms that they're used to it by now. It's no big deal. They're still going to go to the store. They're still going to go to school. They're still going to go to work. They're not going to cancel any of their commitments. No, my friends and neighbors, they're used to it, so they make the storm appear like paradise. You can too. The last but not least, my friends, in the storm, you've got to maintain. You got to maintain. Have you ever seen a storm and everything's blowing all over the place? You see cars tipped over. You see chairs flying around. You see all kinds of things. In a storm, you've got to maintain. You've got to maintain the four C's: your confidence, your character, your composure, and your creativity. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got to maintain in the storm. See, consider yourself like the palm tree. The palm trees just bend. They don't break. And no matter what clip you see on television of this massive hurricane that's sweeping the country, and you may see all kinds of things flying around, and all you see with that palm tree, it's bending, but it's not breaking. You don't see it uprooted. No, sir, no, ma'am. The palm tree maintains. And when the storm's all over, it hops right back up to its upright position because it's able to deal with it. It can maintain. How well are you maintaining your confidence, your character, your composure, and your creativity? My friend, you can make it through a storm. And listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, Success Training Institute will grow your business and it'll change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.